Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The Mercantile Exchange needs to do more. Colleen Woodall joins us today, talking about that in just a moment.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going, and if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
Over the last few years, there's been more and more concern within the cattle industry about the viability of our live cattle and feeder cattle futures, especially feeder cattle futures, it seems like. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist out of OSU, has put together a very interesting analysis of the feeder cattle futures markets right now, and he says that there's a lot of concern regarding the non-fundamentals that are right now pushing around the feeder cattle values up and down rather violently. According to Colleen Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this all stems back to their continuing conversations with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange about both the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures. And up to this point, Woodall says that CME simply has not gotten engaged to the level that the cattle industry is happy with.
No, we're not satisfied. This issue of market volatility, especially given where we have seen the markets go over the past 8-9 months, is extremely concerning, and we have not had enough action by CME in order to put some things in place that we feel would be able to help us. Now, the conversations are still ongoing. We're going to continue to have those conversations with them, but ultimately they're going to have to take some probably pretty drastic actions to ensure that we just don't completely lose the futures contracts as an effective risk management tool.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colleen Woodall. Now, the analysis that we mentioned earlier by Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Oklahoma State University, is especially germane to this discussion as he talks about the problems that primarily he talks about feeder cattle futures, and that is where the problem has always been as far as liquidity is concerned. It's always been a little touch and go on having enough liquidity, and Dr. Peel talks about that, and he says that a growing proportion of the outside non-hedging liquidity in feeder cattle futures is by many accounts from sources motivated primarily by portfolio management rather than actually speculating based on feeder cattle market fundamentals. Aided by computers and mechanical trading strategies, this type of activities tends to result in movements into and out of the futures markets quickly and violently, resulting in increasing market volatility as underlying liquidity is exhausted. Often this type of trading includes broad-based commodity indexes of energy, precious metals and other commodities, and of which feeder futures is a tiny proportion. He goes on to say that we can't function without the outside speculative liquidity, but more and more, this non-fundamental trading is responsible for more and larger price movements, and he says that could, at the end of the day, collapse these feeder cattle futures altogether. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company commercial female sale, Friday, May 6th at the Perkins Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linskov Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website www.griswoldcattle.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.